I mean, who didn't see this one coming? Katy Perry and John Mayer are donezo. Let's head out to New York right now. Life and Style Weekly recapping the week that was. Senior reporter Laura Lane here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Laura, I could probably take an educated guess, but what happened here?
John Mayer is known to be a player. He's known to break a lot of ladies' hearts. And everybody didn't want to see Katy Perry get hurt, but we have had so many reports about how happy they were.
I mean, this is just a typical case of John being John, right?
Absolutely. She thought that she was changing him, that, you know, he was kind of becoming a lot more low-key. They were being really sweet together. They were all over each other at all of these parties that we saw in Hollywood. All of a sudden, they're broken up, and I think Katy Perry's really upset about it. She's doing all of these tweets about how she's just hanging out with her girlfriends, and she tweeted something about ovaries before brovaries, whatever that's supposed to mean.
I probably could take a stab at it or two, but I'm sure most people get it anyways. You know, you think Katy Perry would have consulted with her friend Taylor Swift about John Mayer before she just kind of hopped into that relationship, but the result the same. Taylor, meanwhile, moving pretty quickly with her current boyfriend, a member of the Kennedy family, Connor.
Way too quickly. She just bought a $5 million house that is literally across the street. You've just got to be thinking, like, what are you doing here?
Maybe she just really likes Cape Cod. Maybe not.
It's possible she was a big, huge fan of Cape Cod. I mean, at least we can hope that you're not going to see them getting married anytime soon. He's only 18 years old. He's still in school. She's 22. But, you know, she dated John Mayer, like you said before. She's dated a lot of guys that are her age. She dated Jake Gyllenhaal for a little bit. She's tried the older guy thing. She's tried guys her age. And maybe she's thinking, all right, forget all the guys that are my age and the guys that are older. I'm just going to go for a young kid.
She's going to be very busy now anyways. As she just released a new song, of course, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, and her new album is coming out this October, so who knows how much time her and Connor will be able to spend come this fall anyways.
The big thing that we all want to know is she going to bring him to the VMA September 6th? You know, she's doing her big performance, and if he's on her arm at the VMAs, then that's a big, you know, sign that this is getting really serious.
A huge jump. I will be there, Laura, so I'll report back.
Oh, good. Yeah, you got to be our eyes on the ground.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on the Ralphie Radio Show. The other really big story that kind of caught us all by surprise, Avril Lavigne engaged to Chad Kroeger. Wait a minute, what happened to Avril and Brody Jenner? And Laura, they dated for over a year?
Yeah, they dated for nearly 2 years. They broke up in January of 2012. Brody Jenner is one of the hottest, youngest stars out there. I mean, he's, you know, doesn't necessarily have a lot of talent, let's say, but come on, he's really hot. You don't go from Brody Jenner to some Chad Kroeger Nickelback guy. I mean, let's be honest, like, Nickelback was maybe cool in 2000, and even then it was questionable. Chad Kroeger is so much older than Avril Lavigne. What are you thinking, girl? Like, I know you've got this huge 14 karat sparkler on your finger, but get it together. I think she just saw this huge ring and she said yes to the ring and not to Chad Kroeger, because I don't know what she was doing hooking up with him. They were working together on some music, which was probably a bad idea in the first place to even ask Chad Kroeger to work on your music with you. You don't start making out with him.
Oh, Laura, you need to give advice to all these celebrities, and then the world would just be a better place.
I'm being a little harsh, but
no, but you're honest.
Speaking from the heart.
You're honest, and that's so true. You're saying what's on everybody's minds right now, I think, at least on most people's minds, regarding Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger. Yeah, what a mess. I don't think that's lasting too long. But hey, we're happy for them regardless, and happy for Avril and her 14-carat ring. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Laura Lane, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.